and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
What's going on? What are you still working on? Tanya Donaskigo, then on Zewatahun Sadaje, Ungahuan, and Hadiwanodas, Nene Aboriginal Voices, Oscar Dewanyawa Oska, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
And you are tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM right here at Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Ani, Nich Kimak, Duk Farquhar Indigenous. Minwa, Sean Story. Ezna Minwa, and Ishnabi Nawewin. And here we go, Aboriginal Voices on this gorgeous Tuesday evening. Yeah, I know, it was pouring rain this morning, and, you know, like, we'll just pass that over. Don't worry, it's sunny out right now and looking like we might have a sunny day tomorrow. Temperature was 27 degrees Celsius as I was driving in from the north of the city. Once I got to the city closer to the lake, it dropped to 25 degrees Celsius. Who knows what's going on with this weather? Anyway, I know Sean's just getting ready to, he's got a special project he's been working on, but we have a special guest in our Don Ross studios, Rachel. I hope I've got the right mic on for you. Go.
Hello. Yes, this sounds perfect. How's it going? Every week I'm in with you guys. It's special for me. So thank you for having me.
It's always a special visit from when you come join us. We have to introduce Rachel because Rachel has been, probably Rachel holds the record for the longest shadowing of any CFRC-er.
I feel like I'm better at this point.
Well, yes, because you're guiding us as we go, you know. Now you're at that stage where you're mostly correcting the things that are going wrong for us.
And that is not true, but I try.
Sure.
I
always feign, give I us feign. Hints. That's it. And Sean is all organized here. He's got a special project done.
I am kind of organized.
Mm-hmm. What's the highway like tonight?
That's all right.
Oh, good. Because I see around campus, there are a lot of people on campus this year.
Many people.
Hey, not yet.
No, wait, there is.
Wait till next
there
week.
Is.
Oh, my goodness. They'll be coming and going from classes.
Wait a minute. They're not here yet?
No, this is just getting ready.
Why aren't they here
no,
yet?
No, they are here. They are here outside. I saw some, you know, multicolored socks, but, you know, all in uniform, and they're traveling in packs. I think last weekend I encountered a herd downtown on the tour. So some, the first wave has arrived. We'll just say that.
Oh, last week, then on Tuesday night, we had quite a few outside in the courtyard around Jackson Hall, the bookstore.
Doug was trying to invite them in.
Oh, like, well, shows of course
like,
next.
Was out there. Oh, I'm going to go and see if they want to come in. I'm like, what? Why would they want to come in here? They're outside.
Because we needed people to talk on the radio with us.
Oh,
yeah, that's
didn't
true. You would have had better luck in the rain.
Just fine, Doug.
But you never know. You get that one person who's like, what is that? And even if they don't come in, they check it out later.
Yes.
Or they walk past and they're like, oh, is that what those sounds
guys.
Are coming out of the speaker over there? Absolutely. He's doing his part.
Usually it's radio. What's that?
Radio. It is radio. Yeah. I was listening to something earlier today, and I can't remember what it was, but they were explaining something. Oh, yeah, I guess we do need to explain that to people.
What was it?
It was some kind of technology, but, like, not even a... It was, like, you know, some kind of, like, TV setup or something where they're like, oh, yeah, you used to have to do this, you know, back when you waited a week before watching, you know, every episode of something. You couldn't just binge it.
True enough.
Yeah.
Binging is pretty awesome.
Is it? I was going to say, I've never been binging a TV show ever. I don't know what
it's
I would
probably
do.
Probably for the best.
Drive me crazy.
Well, now they're designed. Well, the thing is, Doug, is they're designed to catch you now. Mm. So you almost have to binge it. So it's not, there's no resolution, you know, at the end of an episode. It's like you're stopping mid-episode, and so it makes binging make more sense. Whereas before, at least there was some kind of you know.
Yeah, complete
story arc.
complete in an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, 48 minutes.
There you go. You got to make time for commercials. Always time for commercials.
Wasn't there a show on something about 24 hours?
Yeah, that was a dumb show.
It's still going because they haven't finished the 24 hours.
Yeah, they're still looking at it. Oh,
24? You mean 24 or that this hour has 24?
No, one with Keith or Sutherland.
Yeah, it was a show.
Oh, that was a great show.
Yeah. But
I'm sorry, I miss. But
it was only one day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was one whole day, and it was awesome.
It took two seasons to get through it.
and they're still not sure. Missing
that was
parts.
A great show.
Yeah. Well, they can't do it now because they're missing the East Wing.
Yeah.
Oh, is that...
That's a Douglas joking there.
Sorry.
No, they are trying to do it. They're trying to do a movie. Mm-hmm. And the whole concept is, how do you do 24 mm-hmm. as a film that's supposed to last 24 hours?
It can't happen.
No.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's probably not going to happen.
You know.
Plus, Kiefer has some problems.
Oh, okay. Totally different from that, but on the same thing of time. I was at the National Museum of Art many years ago. But they were running a film that was put together by six producers. Mm-hmm. And if it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon, everything relates to 1 o'clock and 1:01 and 1:02 and all the way through. So there was a reference from movies, from TV shows, from, you know, news items, that sort of thing, that every hour, over 24 hours, you could sit and watch, and it would be different all the time. The film coming at you was... You know, it could be one thing from The Wizard of Oz, you know, and it could be something else from a Dick Van Dyke show, and it could be something else from 24, and something from a commercial, and, you know, that just talks about time, and or there's a clock in the scene with the time, the exact time that you're watching it.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Not the same day.
No.
Just the exact time.
That's all right.
So, I wouldn't want to do that. I got thinking about that afterwards. And no way. How do you find all those little pieces that fit in for that specific time of the day? You know, that's...
There's a lot of work that goes into these pieces. Yeah, absolutely.
Sean would love it.
I think I could do it.
Okay, well, we've got a project. Do Sean's version.
though I don't really understand the concept of... That you spoke.
What it is of. Is you're sitting, you're watching.
Okay, I'm sitting
on the screen,
watching TV,
and my
happy place.
Yeah, and what you're seeing is, you know, the time on your clock matches the time that you're watching it. So, for example, right now.
So it's like 6:08.
That's right.
So there'd be like a 6:08
somewhere in the, like on a clock in the, and it's counting down exactly the same as yours. Now, before you started, you'd have to make sure you started it at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it could be done. It's really fascinating. I'd love to have you come and sit and watch it.
Is it still there?
It probably is.
Is that one in Ottawa?
Yes.
Is that what they're spending their money on?
Yeah, art, yeah. Sean. It can be on anything.
It was done under Stephen Harper.
Oh.
All the
and
time
I'm not
going
to say he's wasting his time, but but that's what happened.
Not as much as
Sean, right. You could re-envision the project, too.
If you don't like it, you can...
We don't want any problems.
It is, now that you've said it, it's like, oh, okay, I get it.
Okay.
I get it now. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So. And you just brought up something. We don't want to kind of disturb some of the leaders of the world from maybe not allowing CFRC staff or news people to go into some... some of the events to cover them. Did you hear about that?
What do you mean?
No.
The
CBC
has
been barred from decreditation, you know. So
decredited from
from being a news outlet that's credible.
Well, there you go.
That just happened today.
For
that is true, but for where?
For the United States.
Wow,
they can't go.
CBC said.
Yeah, so they've been sanctioned,
which is weird.
Why?
So, wait a second. How is that exercised in practice?
That's a good idea.
So they aren't allowed to be in the press pool?
Oh.
I don't know if it's...
Is that what you're saying, Doug?
But there are influencers.
Is that what you're insinuating?
No, I'm saying what I was given today.
Who gave it to you?
CBC News people.
Oh. They were probably just making it up
because they do. Because they had someone from the Republican Party in the United States say that organization is not credible for doing presentations.
Is that just how they said it?
That was the polite
version.
Is that just
how they said it?
Just how he said it.
Somebody in the Republicans didn't want us to come over.
No. The Republican Party...
Because if that's the case, I understand
why
they wouldn't want them.
Why wouldn't they want? Because you're going to get
somebody,
the news.
Well, I don't know who it was, but somebody said we couldn't come over.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. I'm very curious.
There has to be a person.
Yes, the organization.
But it can't be just said somebody.
CFRC can go, possibly. We'd have to be accredited, but
so is this?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Doug.
In the White House or first public speaking, when they're looking at who is allowed to have
Republican Party coverage. So you know the press would go in or TV stations would set up and go
in
and they
of pre-approved. CBC got kicked off of the pre-approved media list. Yeah. Gotcha.
Now. That has happened to us. You know, we've gone somewhere where I show my accreditation and for CFRC to go and cover an event, and then I've been asked to leave.
Really?
Yeah.
They're like, actually...
Do I know why? No, I don't. But it's just that we don't want your kind here was the response.
Your kind.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I was invited there.
Oh, really? They changed their mind.
Yeah. I jokingly asked if it was because I have a beard. But then, no.
They didn't like
Then I got
joke.
Thinking about the color. And I know maybe that's not it either. Anyway.
I don't know, Doug.
Hey, I do. You and I talked about this before. Oh, good.
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to see who somebody is.
He's like that fellow Dale on one of the American networks where he does fact checking or. Sean is our fact checker.
Show us the facts.
Hey, you notice, Sean, I got your computer up and running tonight.
Yeah, thank you for that.
And you're not even using it.
I could use
it. Yeah. Well, but then you get
I find it quicker sometimes to just look it up on my phone.
Okay. Rachel, the reason you're here, we're going to get, not yet. You're not going to have to worry about it yet. Well, I've got something just ahead of it. But Rachel, you're here, and we've given you a bit of a task that goes with what we've been doing here since.
You've got a cool project going on.
The first Tuesday in July here on the Aboriginal Voices. And the project is to tell us about a protest song that you may know and the name of it, the artist.
Oh, I know why. I know why now.
Hang on a sec. Let me finish this part first.
And it's a valid reason, Doug.
Okay. We'll focus. A little cliffhanger for our audience.
We'll do it after. And you can read it all to me.
If Kiefer can do it, we can do it.
Okay. And so the idea with the protest songs, we've had a number of them over the 2 months now, and we're into our third month with it because today's September 2nd or September 1st. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. We're going to keep this going because we've had a few of these sent to us. And, you know, I'm pretty sure Sean's kind of edging people. Send it to Doug. Send it to Doug. You know, give him
a
call.
Must be it.
Yeah, it's got to be it. Because
I haven't got any.
Because the one I'm going to play for you right now is somebody we played when we first started out here in 1994 with Aboriginal Voices. But she's got a new one. And it was sent from a publicist in Toronto, Eric Appler.
Okay.
And so he sent this, and it's the artist is Susan Aglukirk, and she's got a whole new touring session coming up for November and December here in Ontario. And in November, do you know Tara Lightfoot? You've heard her singing? Now, she and Susan Aglukirk are teaming up on stage for sharing their own music. And then after that, the song where I'm going to play for you is a song from the show that she's going to be doing that will cover much of Eastern Ontario. She'll be in Ottawa for two nights and in December. And the song is just for you. So would you like to hear that?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Well, here we go.
Join CFRC 101.9 FM for our Airwave YGK concert happening September 20th from 1 till 4 p.m. at the Broom Factory. Catch amazing local rockers Squid Pistol, The Winter in Canada, and headliners Lumpfish at this high-energy, all-ages concert. Tickets are $15 in advance or $20 at the door, and you can get your advance tickets now at CFRC.ca. See you there, punks. When the
snow... Your future starts now. Explore future career and educational opportunities at the Thursday, September 24th Career and Further Education Fair. Drop by the main gym of the Athletics and Recreation Center anytime between 10:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Meet in person with employers and representatives from graduate and professional education programs. While you're there, get a free professional headshot at the LinkedIn photo booth. This event is open to all Queen students of all years.
Hey, 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 this is Disco Rick. Got a brand new show, Dance Floor Dispatch. We're going to be playing all the best house, electronic, and obviously we're going to be playing some disco. It's every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Tune in at CFRC 101.9.
Hey Kingston, don't miss out. Utilities Kingston only has a few repurposed rain barrels left this season. For just $80, including delivery, you'll be ready to collect rainwater, conserve treated water, save money, and reduce your environmental impact next summer. These popular rain barrels are sold at cost and won't last long. Order yours today at utilitieskingston.com/rainbarrels before they're gone.
Is that the rainbarrels.ca people, or is that somebody else?
No, that's Utilities Kingston.
As each and every time one of these people say, oh, we've got rain barrels for sale, I call them up or email them. Oh, yeah, we don't have any left.
What? How come?
Like, well, but you just...
Well, their ads are working.
You just advertised. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we did have them, but like we ran out 2 weeks ago. I just heard the ad.
Yep. That happens.
So then you're forced to go and buy one at one of those stores.
All right. I just want to say that the two songs that we had, the first time when we started was Susan Aglekark, For You. That's a brand new song here on Aboriginal Voices, and that's the one she's going to do for her Christmas tour. November and December.
Christmas tour. Mm-hmm. Susan.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Little Toy Trains.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to have to get out, Susan's Christmas CD. Right?
Christmas CD. Yeah. Susan.
And the other one was a song that was sent along with it that was sort of goes along with our protest
Protest!
Our protest song project that we've been doing. Yeah, and I'm protesting protest songs.
Protest!
We've had all summer long having fun with these things. But here's one. It was called Casualty of War by Susan Aglekark.
Is that one?
Yeah, 1994 when it was first put out.
Oh, wow.
How is that a protest song?
Casualties of War.
All right.
The people in the community were...
Casualties of War?
Of a different kind of war.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, one of the ones was Lucy Idlut that you put out there.
Oh, that was a good one.
But that's the same kind of
beat.
Theme.
It was a bouncy beat on that one.
So was Casualty of War. You were complaining about other stuff. Crossing the border. anyway, Rachel.
Yeah. I heard it. Yeah. It wasn't that much of a beat. It wasn't bouncy by any means.
It didn't get Sean going.
No. Okay.
To each their own, I guess.
Well, that's been the nature of these protest songs.
Yeah,
and we'll finish up near the end of the hour with a set that I have for you.
So I watched that there Susan Aglekark on the Facebook, mm-hmm. and she's got like a video camera thing, and she puts it up there, and she doesn't say anything. She's just all silent, looking at you,
mm-hmm.
and. And she holds up a paper with stuff written. And I, why can't you just say these things? So I don't know. I think maybe she couldn't get her microphone working, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Like I got the camera working, yes. But I don't know. I'll leave that with you.
Well, maybe it turned into a piece of art on its own.
That was it. She was probably working some
She's waiting there. For you to ask her the question.
No. She had answers. She held them up.
Oh, that's too bad. Anyway. All right, Rachel, we're going to toss this one to you. What protest song have you come up with, and who is it, and what do you talk about?
Yeah, so these are great questions. So this is an artist called, I want to say Drezus. Mm-hmm. And that's Drezus. And it's a hip-hop artist with a powerful cultural spokesperson from the, it was Musqueam. Do you guys know where that is? In Cote First Nation?
Where?
Musqueam.
Yeah, what nation?
Cote First Nation.
Cote. I think it's Cote, C-O-T-E.
Yeah.
Cote, okay.
Do you know where that is?
Sean's going to find out for you.
Sean's going to find out, our little fact checker.
Cote First Nation, please.
But yeah, so I guess they're known for their exceptional strength and sound and the gravity of their lyrics, which I was reading through some of the lyrics for the song. It's very, very good. They've done quite a bit, including MTV Music, Video Award, including That's With Taboo, the Black Eyed Peas, a Juno Award nomination, SoCan Indigenous Songwriter Award. They've also done some stuff, and they were featured in major outlets like The Fader, CNN, The Guardian, Vice Magazine. So, I guess he's known for his stage presence as well as just cultivating a really, really loyal fan base.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got a song.
The Cote First Nation is Northern Saskatchewan.
Northern Saskatchewan. Okay, nice.
That's where you.
That's familiar.
What's the name, Sean? I can't read it that far away.
Kamsack.
Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
Yeah. Kamsack.
Okay. The
SK. Mm-hmm. Now, it's interesting, too, because this is. When we first started, we were talking about different genre,
mm-hmm.
and so we only played one hip-hop before this that is a protest song, but I gather there are a lot of them.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
But, you know, this is fairly new,
mm-hmm.
New to us here at CFRC.
Mm-hmm.
Did it say when it was published? I think it was published like 2017 or 18 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But... for us, we were asking listeners to Aboriginal voices to share, and this was one that was sent to us as well. And now that you've given us a little taste of it, just the chorus. Do you have words for the chorus?
So let's see here. Okay, so I can... read from the chorus. You can lock us in jail and throw away the key. Take away my rights, but you ain't stopping me. Because I've been quiet for too long. It's time to speak. We got to stand for something to keep us free. I'm idle no more. I'm idle no more. I'm idle no more. I'm idle no more. Yeah, I'm idle no more.
Mm-hmm. So he's taking action, but he's doing it through his music.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I guess here, Sean, you'll like this.
Wow.
He, I guess, had an acting role in Yellowstone.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, alongside Kevin Costner.
Along with the Kevin Costner.
Wow. So not only is he a singer and a songwriter and a performer in videos for his music, but mm-hmm. he also was on the screen.
Yeah, took a stab at acting.
Very
and,
nice. Rachel.
Multi-talented, that guy is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and digging in. Why not?
May as well.
Yeah.
I would suggest people, you're going to spell his name again, people could go look at the his videos because he has several songs that, one's called Warpath and one's called Warrior.
Okay.
And this one's called...
This one is Red Winter.
Red Winter.
Yeah.
Okay. Rachel, I'm glad you're here tonight helping us out. This is so good. Let's listen to it, and then we'll come back, and I'll give you my take on finishing the protest. Just for you, Sean.
Okay.
out there who ain't seen it yet. His blood is cold, he's living lies forever told by his ancestors 500 years ago. Yeah, I said it, got my peoples getting restless, making money off our land and we ain't even on the guest list. Carry on traditions of a racist ass pilgrim, and I know you really love it when my people play the victim, cause it makes it seem like we're falling under pressure. But we up to bat now, no more playing catcher, cause we see the bigger picture that we have to capture. See how quick we get together, man, we up to get ya. You can lock us in jail and throw away the key, take away my rights, but you ain't stopping me. Cause I've been quiet for too long, it's time to speak. We gotta stand for something to keep us free. I'm out of no more. I'm out of no more. I'm out of no more. Yeah, I'm out of no more. I'm getting aggravated, my people saying chill. I feel my heart breaking, but I don't need your pills. I need my people strong, with hearts of many men. He letting women die outside of the parliament. Opposition's only siding for their benefit. The only ones we really got is us, and that's so evident. Before you take a stand, remember to get educated. Once you understand the message, go and share it with your neighbors. Basically, we getting taken hostage for our land. Till we sell it out for profit, now they got the upper hand. But trust me, we can stop it. I'm thanking the four sisters. Dear Mr. Harper, we all coming to get you. And we won't stop for nothing. We're bringing all of our cousins and we getting educated. So this fighting ain't for nothing. Stand up for your people. Our time for power is coming. I'm a full-blooded native. Believe me, I'm proud of it. Hey. You can lock us in jail and throw away the key. Take away my rights, but you ain't stopping me. Cause I've been quiet for too long, it's time to speak. We gotta stand for something to keep us free. I'm out of no more. I'm out of no more. I'm out of no more. Yeah, I'm out of no more.
You are the spark that's starting a fire that will spread across this land. And it will be a fire that doesn't burn, but a fire that cleanses. A fire that ignites in our hearts and creates light. No more living in darkness. Our time now is to be light in the world. Everyone who is here today, you are a spark that will ignite 1,000 more people.
And there we go. That was, what was that, Doug? What was that?
That was Red Winter by Drezus.
Rachel.
D-R-E-Z-U-S.
His name is Drezus?
I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right.
Okay.
That's a stage name. Yeah. His name's Jeremiah.
But hip-hop, I mean, you really have to focus on the words. But okay, we have 1 minute of our talking, okay? And we're gonna finish a project that we started with.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Protest.
Willie Dunn's song "I Pity the Country." It's a ballad, it was definitely a protest song, but it was picked up by a number of artists over the years to do as covers. So I'm gonna play the first one, which is by Chad Cecil, and Willie Dunn's. His voice and playing the guitar made it a ballad, and so it sounds like, you know, somebody would just sit in the bar and sing, or in the in your hall and play. Chad came out with a softer focus, and then following Willie Dunn, we're going to have Leanne Simpson, and she took it in a different direction altogether. So I want to end up with the same song, but I'm using it different musically.
Very nice.
All right. And then we're going to have an interview with a singer-songwriter that I did a while back, Jerry Serretta. So, all right. You ready for this? Here comes Chad Cecil first with I Pity the Country.
Country, I pity the state and the mind of the man that thrives on hate. Small are the lies of cheats and of liars, of bigoted news press, fascist town crier. Deception annoys me. Deception destroys me. Bill of Rights throws me. Chills, they all know me. Frustrated art churchmen. Saving a soul man. Tinker the tailor. The colonial governor. They pull and they bomb me. They're seeking to draw me. Away from the roundness of the light. Drive off my body. The trip is with power. back bacon and welfare. Please they arrest me, materialist to test me, pollution that chokes me, movies that joke me, politicians exploit me, city life jades me, Hudson Bay fleece me, hunting lost for me, government is bumbling, revolution's rumbling, to be ruled in impunity is tradition, continuity. Have pity the country, have pity the state, and the mind of a man who thrives on hate.
Me. The Bill of Rights throws me.
Okay. So we're connected. I'm getting feedback. And Jerry's getting his headsets.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you beautifully, and I don't hear myself. That's even better.
Yeah, I'm doing this through my MacBook, so it's, I guess with the microphone being so close to the,
right.
the headphone jack or the pickup.
I did an interview last week with a fellow in his 80s, and he was using his tablet. I guess it was a tablet, but he kept feeding, you know, like... drop out on me, and I asked
right.
after a while I had to stop him and I said, are you holding it in your hand? And he said, yeah, his hand must have been covering around the microphone. So
yeah,
so that's the problems. You understand all of the technology that's happening here. I did an interview Wednesday with a fellow named Eric, and he has been 30 years in the business on the tech side, putting in studios, television studios. He was the one who set up APTN television way back when before it started.
Yeah.
And he's been working on CFRC. We've just gone fully digital. And to me, it's a little bit daunting, you know, because the board is so much smaller now, and you can do way more things with it. So,
yeah, of course.
Anyway, I just quick on my background. I've been doing the Aboriginal Voices for 28 years now at CFRC. We go on 2 hours every Tuesday night, and I started a year ago because I needed somebody. We're all volunteer programmers and broadcasters, and there are only three people at the station who are employed. But what they asked was, could I take on another half-hour show? And this fits in right with what I read about you, is that my show looks at my background as a teacher. I taught elementary school right through to university levels. And my big philosophy was, you know, get them outside and we'll explore the world for inquiry-based or land-based learning. And so I do half an hour on that. So I'm hoping after we talk about your music, you'll be willing to talk a little bit for our conversation about teaching outdoors or teaching using the lands.
Absolutely, sure, absolutely.
Okay, so my wife and I have been sitting out on our back deck. It's too warm here to do anything, so I understand you're getting rain, or you had it yesterday, but...
It's sunny and hot right now.
Okay, and where are you living, roughly?
I'm back and forth between Alberta and Manitoba, but this whole summer I've been here in Winnipeg, Manitoba. This is where we had the indigenous kind of arts tour that we went to 10 different indigenous communities across the south and across the north to share some music, and I was helping to mentor some emerging artists.
And that seems to be part of your therapy that you're doing as well, because the song that you have that you released on August the 12th, 2022, is called Backroad Therapy. And it seems to me that you're doing your own therapy by going out and working with other indigenous musicians.
Absolutely. For me, music has always been about healing, and it's always been about regrounding myself. You know, being able to tell some of my stories, some of the things that are on my mind, some of the things that worry me, and to do it in a fun way and be able to share experiences with people, both on the stage and with these emerging artists. I mean, I often don't think of myself as somebody who has all of that experience and background, but when I start talking to emerging artists and they're asking questions, I realize, wow, I guess over the years of doing this, I have picked up a tip or two that is useful to others. And I guess take it for granted that it's now a part of my my everyday and kind of my repertoire.
And they probably don't realize that they're adding to your repertoire as well. The more you do with them and you listen to their questions, it must spark something in you that you want to add to your music.
Of course it does. I always learn from other people. They've had different experiences than myself. And we often get to have conversations about different aspects of the music industry, and I find through them, I find different ways that they've dealt with it and different ways that it's been handled for them. And I kind of also add that to my toolbox of things that are useful to know in music, I suppose.
Now, it said, Carrie sent me some information that says that you're a producer-songwriter, but you're it sounds to me like you're more involved in all parts of putting together the music with the band and with the young musicians. So tell me what it feels like when you can get back on the road after, you know, we've had a sort of a 1 or 2 years, depending on where you've been, where you couldn't go out and do anything. What's it like now getting out there, especially with those young people?
You know, it's been very rewarding this summer. After 2 years, we weren't really sure where we were sitting. We kept working on music, and I kept honing a lot of my skills. I kept reaching out to radio programmers. I kept reaching out to other songwriters, other producers, and we all kind of worked together, and I learned a lot through that whole process. And I learned a lot of useful skills in terms of how we can progress music, even if we are isolated to our own local places. But to get back out on the road, it's so heartwarming to see that people are excited to have music back. This has been, even at the